become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Trying to do it right here, right now.
Back with the second hour of the National Intel Report. It is Tuesday, November 14th. I'm your host, Tom D. Now, don't forget, folks, RBN is mostly listener-supported, so we do need your help to be able to bring people like Roger Sales on here, Don Wiskin, and all the other great people that come and tell us what's going on in the world that, you know, we might not be aware of. So please give us a hand. If you can spare a few bucks to help keep RBN going, the donation line is 800-724-2719. If you press 3 on the keypad when you get the automated attendant, you will be speaking with lovely Julie, who will be happy to take your donation information, and it will be put to excellent use. So if you like what you're hearing from Roger Sales, you like what you heard from Don Wiskin, please help us keep this radio on the air, because if we go off, you know, it's going to be like the lights go out. You know, there's a lot of places out there, but there's nobody like RBN here. So back with Roger Sales, who is also a fantastic speaker here and has a lot of great information you're not going to hear anywhere, nowhere. So he was in the middle of talking about dirt, Jus Solis, right?
Dude, okay. Dude. So, J-U-S means law.
Just.
And the second is tierra, which in Spanish means dirt, land. So that was the child that's born on the U.S. side that's a citizen of the United States, okay? Now, what's unique about that is there's only one other system in the history of the planet where that has been the case, Tom, and it just happens to be the feudal system. So when you think like our guys do, if we get that where you're in that situation and you're born in the U.S., then you're automatically, they've got a property right on you, because in the feudal system, the serfs were property. It's important for people to distinguish that. I think sometimes it's a stumbling block for people that don't realize we're talking about two different, it's the same word, but it's different definitions. And one of them is a technical legal definition, and the other is one like we'd be using if we were sitting there talking about you owning your car, okay? Because if we're talking about you owning your car or your truck there, and I say that's your property and you agree, then everybody know what we were saying. But in law, technically, the property is a right and the truck or car is a thing. So property is a right in and to a thing. So when you tell people that they're property, what you're really saying legally is somebody's got a property right in you, and that's what this little scheme gives them. And that's why they wanted to do it this way, okay? So what they did was set up this after the Civil War and kept it kind of latent for, you know, undercover for a while, although I got a court case that recognized it, and they held it until they got control of the money with the Federal Reserve in 1913. And once they did that, they internally could bankrupt the country, which they did on March the 9th of 1933. That, if people are not familiar with this information, that's when Roosevelt took the gold. And everybody's heard about that. I have to assume. Okay. Well, that was the change in the systems. And that's what happened. Before that date, we were free. That's why we used gold as our circulating currency, because no one had a property right in us, and we could buy things, pay for them with real money, and own them. But when someone has a property right in you, that shifts, like it did on March the 9th of 33, when the banks were closed and reopened using the new fiat Federal Reserve note under regulations by the Secretary of the Treasury. That's in Black's Law Dictionary. Okay, go look under the bank holiday of 1933. It's right there. The problem is they don't tell you. Before that date, there wasn't a Secretary of the Treasury, and there weren't regulations because there were no administrative agencies. So now they switched the system, and they took everyone as a surety. In other words, you're going to pay. You're responsible for this bankruptcy of the country, and they put you into that federal citizenship condition because they have a property right on you there. And ever since, in the feudal system, see, there was two types of servitude: involuntary, which is now outlawed in the 13th Amendment, and voluntary. And they can't stop voluntary servitude because, you know, Tom, if you want to go indenture yourself to somebody, one of those rich billionaires in Texas, and I'll be your slave for 5 years, they can't stop you from doing that. That's voluntary. If he agrees with it, okay? And so that's the condition. It's voluntary servitude. And so then they put us all into that condition. In the feudal system, if you and the wife, the serf and the knave, the villain and the knave is what they called them, if you had children, because someone had a property right in you, your children were born into the same condition. Just exactly like if you got a cow and a bull over there in the back pasture, Tom, and they have a calf, the calf's yours. Same exact principle. And so every generation since March the 9th of 1933 has been born, there's the 14th Amendment and your anchor baby tie-in, into this condition. And throughout your life, they ask you, are you a serf in voluntary servitude and federal citizenship? And you not asking you like that. They ask you, are you a citizen of the United States, which they've conditioned your mind to say yes to. And then resident, people think it means you live over there, and it means are you under federal law, basically, without getting complex. And you've always said yes. I doubt if there's one person listening to these words that didn't answer yes to those questions and sign something. They always have you sign something. That's your agreement to the fraudulent contract of March the 9th, 1933.
Yeah, next time somebody out, if people listen out there, next time somebody asks you that question, ask them to define it. You know, what do you mean? What do you mean by resident? You mean geographically or politically? Yeah. What do you mean by a citizen? You know, that, and see either the dumbfound look they're going to have, like, what are you talking about? You know, everybody knows what this is, or you might find somebody that knows exactly what you're talking about. And then you can see the fear in their eyes.
The term is called equivocation. There's a word for it. And, you know, you've heard when someone is looking at two or three different options and they say they're equivocating. And equivocation, the way our little pals here use it, is they always attach a 180-degree opposite definition and implant it in your subconscious. That's why all the legislation is opposite. You hear people say, well, that's exactly opposite of what it was meant to do. That's this technique, and it's at the basis of their whole game. Okay, and it's very powerful. And the reason you need to understand it a little is because once you approach one of those words where you've got an opposite definition tied to it in your subconscious, you go back and replace it with the correct definition. And every time you do that with these words, you get a little consciousness back. And pretty soon you come into full consciousness.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing. I mean, you know, as you said at the beginning, when I, you know, before I found the information that you were letting people know about, I It's such a confusing rat hole and a rat's nest of information that we've been listening to for 40 years. And then I'll tell you what, it was like when I first heard you, it was like somebody turned on the lights, opened the window, and pulled the blinds.
when the information hits the right person, they just see it immediately. Some people have to struggle with it. Some people call me ugly names and crazy, and I don't know which one of those you are, but this is what I tell people. Okay, let's hear your plan.
Yeah, I mean, the mind is like a parachute. They only work when they're open.
This has got a flawless track record for some of you that may be skeptical. I mean, I've been understanding this and putting it on the air and helping people understand it for 12 and a half years now. That's a pretty good length of time. But I have no idea how many people have gotten passports using it, et cetera. But there's never been one incident of blowback from the federal government, including the IRS, ever reported to me in that whole length of time. They're scared to death of this, folks. What it does is you file paperwork with the Secretary of State and tell them that you want to be a national and not a citizen of the United States. So they can't say no. They don't have the ability to say no. It's your decision. And then we tell people to notify some folks there in the state and let them know this change has been made. And have sometimes in these local areas where they have what I call local fiefdoms, where it's Judge, Boss Hogg, the sheriff, and Judge Roy Bean, the hanging judge, and they don't want to hear about your traffic stuff or see anything about your. We have a few of those, but not often. And otherwise, absolutely no blowback from the federal government. And here is the way we can get offensive against them, is because in doing so, one of the things, the very first thing that most people want to do is remove themselves from IRS jurisdiction. Now, I know that's got to appeal to some of you out there, okay? And this absolutely does it effectively. Not ever one blowback, and you can remove yourself from the tax system, and that's the linchpin to their whole system. See, with the property right on you, now the birth certificate is being used as a commercial document called a warehouse receipt, where the paper actually takes on the goods, the quality of the goods, and the good takes on a shadowy existence. That's previous court rulings. It's a commercial document. You go look it up. And with that paper, that's why when your birth certificate is printed, we found out that they put it in a bank safe with armed guards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, birth certificates. Because they actually represent the people. They take those birth certificates in this capacity of a warehouse receipt, and that's the collateral for the bonds that run the whole world.
Roger, I want to just let anybody out here that is hearing this for the first time, they're going like, what is this crazy guy talking about? There's a lot of information that you're not aware of that we're getting into. If anyone is interested in hearing the 6 hours of interviews I've done with Roger in the past, which will give you a complete understanding of everything he's talking about now and probably more things he'll go into at the rest of the show, you can email me, tom@republicbroadcasting.org, and I will send you the links to all 6 hours, and you can put some time into listening to those. And but just make sure that you have one of them big rolls of duct tape sitting next to you, because you're going to need to wrap your head up, like Glenn Beck says, because your head's going to explode when you hear what he's got to say. Okay.
Well, I mean, it is complex the way they've got it set up. It's right in front of you. If you can ever, like I said, solve the Rubik's Cube, and the whole key to it is understanding that it's the feudal system. If you don't know that, as my other teacher, who's still alive, by the way, Glenn Ambort says, and I totally agree with him, if you don't know, and he's won a case at the Supreme Court of the United States, by the way, said, if you don't know this is the feudal system, you'll never do anything but shadow box with it. And that's absolutely true. And you see it everywhere you look around. There's other people in this space teaching this kind of stuff, but see, they don't understand it's a feudal system, so they don't even understand the system they're in. They don't understand the system of law that's being used, because you keep hearing it's Admiralty and Maritime. This is just old uniform commercial code law, folks. It's the Babylonian merchant code. Why do you think they use it? Because they've been using it for thousands of friggin' years, and they know every in-out twist and turn and how to use it against you, and it's weaponized just like everything else they touch is.
Hey, Roger, I promised the listeners when we first started the show that you would touch on Second Amendment and also other issues like being drafted, being part of the draft, and things like that.
Well, okay.
And maybe you can touch on that a little bit before.
Well, I can touch on all of them. If you file this affidavit, you sever federal jurisdiction. None of that stuff applies to you, and you move back over total constitutional protections, which you only had limited access to as a federal citizen up to this point in your life. That's why you got to go through all the ATF crap to get a gun. Yo, you got access to the Second Amendment, but here, you got to go get a license and all this other stuff. Well, a license is permission to do something which is otherwise illegal, and they were never in our culture until March the 9th, 1933. And the first place they used them was the agricultural department as they tried to take over agriculture after the bankruptcy because they're friggin' communists.
Yep, absolutely, my friend, absolutely.
Tom has been hanging out over at our place here a couple of times lately, and you were on today when Marilyn called in from Kentucky. It's been going on for a month and a half. One of our students in Kentucky did all the stuff we told. You know, we suggest people. I don't tell you to do anything. Don't charge either, by the way. But you do pay me if you want to do this. You got to pay me by learning the information and having command of it. That's the only way we're going to affect change. And that's what I'm doing this for. Okay. So that's how you pay me. All right. With some of you, it's harder than others. I can't help that. It's easy to understand. You just got to spend a little time with it because you're untying these knots in your mind. You know, James 1:8, New Testament, a double-minded man is uncertain in all of his ways, not some of his ways, not part of his ways, all of his ways. And that's what they've done. They've made us double-minded with this equivocation trick. Go straighten it out. You know how to do it now. It's easy.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's so simple. It's scary that it's so simple. I mean, all the, you know, for 45 years, I've been searching for the answers that you've provided. And, you know, I just every time I got into something with, you know, a conversation with somebody and they were explaining what, you know, how this thing works, I just kept hitting a brick wall. And I'm going like, no, that just can't be, because it just doesn't make sense. And a lot of times, you know, was it Occam's razor? If something is simple, you know, it'll make sense. If it's, you know, the simplest answer is most likely the correct one. I'll tell you what, you're Mr. Occam, I guess.
Well, I guess so. You know, if you can look at it another way and figure it out real easy, too, and that's the administrative state. We're seeing more and more of it. That's who controls everything. There's over 600-plus federal agencies. Before March the 9th of 33, there wasn't any. Okay? And so those popped up because now they got a surf class that they can make man-made laws for. The way a system, that's who's controlling you, okay? That's where all this dirty work is done, is in the administrative state. I heard the other day, E. Michael Jones, there are the important positions in the top positions in the Biden administration, the top 457 are Jews. That's from E. Michael Jones.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Not to say that all Jews are bad people.
It's no, it's not. No, they're these Sabbatean Frankist Reformed Jews is what they are, not the Orthodox. And there's a lot of fine Jewish people, and I know that, Tom. And I sometimes paint with a broad brush and shouldn't. We got to identify these people and let people know who they are and what their background is. You're seeing it personified over in Israel right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, back to Maryland and Kentucky.
Yes.
She sent a notice to her local chief of police. Well, they rushed. She was a concealed carry permit gal. And so they wrote her back and said, well, you've expatriated. You're no longer a citizen of the United States. You got to come turn in your license and you got to contact the FBI.
But they wanted her to turn in all her guns and stuff too, right?
Well, they were threatening to do that.
Yeah.
And some of our other folks that hang around the show were anticipating that that might be a potential backlash. So anyway, so she called the FBI. I guess there was a number or something there, and they didn't get a return phone call. So she wrote them, and they wrote back and said, well, this is totally out of our hands. And so now she goes back and she gets another letter saying to surrender something from them, and said, but you can appeal. So we said, take the, you know, do the appeal. And in the interim, she had a contact with somebody at the police department and exchanged some emails and sent an affidavit. They finally recognized what thin ice they were on and said, well, here, we're going to reissue your permit. Well, the thing is that she doesn't need it now. And I hadn't thought of that today when we were in that discussion, but I'm going to tell her, you know, once you turn it back to them, say, I don't need to be licensed. I can get open carry. A license is a permission to do something which is otherwise illegal, and I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm carrying.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. And so my biggest surprise in all of this, honestly, is the gun community. Because I would have thought the gun community would have been banging my door down for the last 12 years, and I can't even get boo out of them. I do not know what the barrier is, but this is the – I mean, just last week, the Seventh Circuit in Chicago had a ruling that said that AR-15s were not covered under the Second Amendment. That was in one of the appellate levels last week. They're going every way they can for the guns. They've bought all of the major ammunition manufacturers now, owned by one guy from Czech Republic or something, almost $2 billion. You're not going to be able to get ammo, folks. They're after the guns. They're terrified of this. Here is, what do you want, a machine gun? You want to go get a howitzer? Can you get some 50-millimeter rounds for it? You got no limitations, and it's really hard for people to see and understand it in one sense, and it's hard for them to believe that our enemies recognize it. But, man, they do. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's been brainwashed for so long to think, you know, this is the way things are, and there's nothing you can do to change it. And then when they learn about your information, they go like, wait a minute, what's happening? I'm having a battle in my head here. My brain is fighting with me saying, you know, that can't be true. But in the other sense, it says, okay, it must be true.
Well, let's look at it this way. You know, I like to really get down to basic concepts so people can understand things easier, all right? And one of the things that I've come to understand in dwelling with this information as deeply and long as I have is I've come to the understanding of this, everything's got to be voluntary. If it's not voluntary, it's tyranny, and there are no other options.
Well, that's why it says our system of taxation is based on voluntary compliance.
Well, it's this, I think, underneath, and the fact that they've rigged that system internally so to rig it as they do everything else and manipulate it and make it appear to be mandatory by scaring the crap out of you by seeing your neighbors get all their goodies taken.
Yeah, and then they also, you know, they mail out all these tax returns and booklets. They go like, well, they mailed me one. I must be one of these people that has to do this, so I guess I better do it.
And it's really when you know where to look and you know what you're looking for, the answer to the whole IRS thing is on the first page of the IRS Internal Revenue Code, top right, 1.1-1A. It's right there. But if you don't know what you're looking for, you'll never see it.
Yeah, because if you don't volunteer, you go to jail if you're not in the right status.
Well, there is because they changed this national term to non-resident alien. So you think that's Joe the tomato picker, but that's it's non-resident right to the residency of the 14th Amendment and the state wherein you reside, and alien from federal citizenship. That's how they're using it right there. Because the two taxes that individual or that label is responsible for, 871 and 877B are both constitutional taxes. Why would Jose the tomato picker be responsible for constitutional taxes?
Yep.
So, once again, you just got to know what you're looking for, because they're real slick about changing definitions and changing labels and all of these little tricks that they use. And boy, are they skilled at it. Okay. I was going to say, if you go look in, when I had a listener call in on this network when I was on there, I think Tom actually, and said what they're doing is called equivocation. And I went and looked online at Webster's 1828 dictionary, and it gave the definition of equivocation. And in wherever I was looking at it, Webster had a note at the bottom of some of those definitions. And in this one, he said, this trick is often used by non-Christians to fool Christians. That was 1828, my friend. Now, get this, Tom. One of the listeners found a book on, a talking book on BitChute that was on this very same subject. When do you think it was written?
I believe I heard that, so it'd be cheating to say if I knew when, but I think it was the early 1900s.
How about 1577?
Oh, wow, they had talking books back then?
No, but they had books about voluntary servitude. Somebody was playing with this idea all the way back then. Okay. They just found a way to perfect it and implement it on the U.S. Just, it's a real bait. It's just a simple bait and switch. Okay.
Yeah, well, they got everybody so busy trying to keep a roof over your head, your family paid, keep a job. You don't have time to do all this research.
Well, they put you through the real severe times of the 30s, which we're fixing to go into again, probably worse, by the way. And everybody downtrodden. I mean, they had the magic paper machine after March the 9th. Why didn't they just print a bunch of paper and bring the economy back? They were putting you in psychologically getting you in slavery mentality, and all the changes they were going to make radically, like starting to bring in all these administrative agencies, and the old Supreme Court was still in place and was ruling against them. And that's why Roosevelt stacked the court so he could win some of these suits to bring in this damn slave system. Okay. So then they start, we get into World War II, we industrialize up for war, and then after that they turn all those factories into what? Making consumer goods, right? Oh, look, Dad can go to work, he's got the job down there, he can support Mom and buy the house and have the car with a couple of kids, and he can all do it on one salary. And then they start evaporating the currency underneath you by inflation. And it's just like a person on a hamster wheel. You get up there and you just got to run and run and run faster. So in essence, what they did, you remember when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and brought down the Ten Commandments and he found the Israelites worshiping the golden calf?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is nothing more than the golden calf of materialism. Same type thing. Oh, I got to have the new this. I got to have the new. Oh, Joe down the street got a brand new model. I got to go get one just like his. Boom, 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 boom.
Or keep better. Going.
I remember back a couple of decades ago, I was doing networking, and somebody came up with a study that said some firm had done research on the commercials in the United States on regular network television, and the average couple in a network commercial made $80,000 a year, and the average salary in the country was $50,000. So they're always dangling the carrot out in front of you, getting debt. Now you're in their little magic usury machine. Mortgage, car payment, this, insurance. They own it all, folks, all off of this play money. And it's all based off of the fact that they can put a property right on you at birth and make you collateral for those bonds. And we can talk about those when we get back.
All right. Well, we're going into a break, folks. Roger, would you like to take a couple of calls? We have one standing call if you'd like to take it now. I'd like to set the rules, though, because Roger's only got 30 minutes. If you have a question, please call in, state your question. I can't have any, real long diatribes. We just, if you have a question about what's
you
going
are
on,
tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
All righty. Well, Roger's going to be our next music on music for us, our next selection of a musical interlude. Again, folks, I'd like to remind you.
I'm going to break into Statesboro Blues in a minute. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. Not a bad voice. I normally would tell somebody, don't give up your day job, but you don't have a too bad a voice there. So definitely better than my cackle. Listen, again, I want to repeat that we need your support. Please, if you can, if you've already supported, help support RBN. We thank you very much. If you haven't, we really could use your support. You have no idea what just $5 a month would do for RBN if all the people out there listening would help us with $5 a month. You have no idea, okay? And while you're digging around on our website, check out TLB Talk, which I am the network administrator for that for that website. Now, if you want to speak your mind, you want to read what other people are speaking their mind about, check out tlbtalk.com. Okay, so, and hey, Roger, we got a, we must have a new listener out there because somebody emailed me, asked me for the six shows. So, you know what? You're breaking new ground, buddy. You're breaking new ground.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, I know, people are ready to listen, too. They might have called me ugly names a couple of years ago. Let's go into this before we take this caller, though, because it's really important. The bond market runs the world, folks. I mean, I remember seeing James. Remember him, James Carville, old boy from New Orleans down there, who's Clinton's political advisor, you know. And I see him on TV one night, and I got some Louisiana roots, so I see him on TV one night. Somebody's interviewing him, and he comes back and says, "When I die, I want to come back as the bond market."
So
pretty unusual statement. Okay. So isn't bond the root word of bondage?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to just give you, I heard these figures a few weeks ago. Okay. There are $133 trillion worth of sovereign bonds in the world. That's the problem they got right now is the bond market. Okay. $133 trillion worth of bonds. There's only $12 trillion worth of gold that's ever been mined in the history of the world. This is what's called the leaven of the Pharisees. Leaven is yeast. This is what Jesus called it, the leaven of the Pharisees, right? This is where they take this credit spout with your as a property, attach you through the birth certificate to the bonds, and out of that little trick, they've leavened $133 trillion in debt. That's quite a leavening job, my friends. Who's the caller?
Absolutely. Okay, so we have Mike from Nebraska has been waiting since before the first break, so we're going to give him first shot. Yep.
Is this my buddy Mike from Nebraska? Hey,
it
Mike.
Sure is. Yeah, hey, Roger. Bud. Caught you on here. This is great. I just want to say, first of all, and then I'll make a quick point. Anybody that's new, you can listen to Roger and trust what he's saying. 2 years ago, I ran into Roger by the grace of God, and he is a breath of fresh air. He takes the most complex subject and gets it to us simply so we can understand that. And I've got to thank you again, my friend, because this is my second year of not paying taxes. So that's another added benefit.
Mike, but I got a great Philippine story for you in the audience.
Oh, great.
You got a little connection to the Philippines, right?
I do. She's a wonderful woman.
Well, I got another one of those up in Michigan, and he's got a child, and she's not naturalized, and they just flew back to the Philippines since he got his new passport.
Mm.
She didn't get one. So they're going to check in, and you know how they run your passport through that little slide thing, right?
I do.
He said everybody's they have run before is ding, ding, ding. And they ran his through, and it went, They take them and issue them through the fast lane. They get them on the plane. They didn't pay for a child seat. They gave them a child seat. And when they got to the Philippines, the guy said, I'm not giving you a 90-day visa. I'm giving you a year visa. And they rolled out the red carpet for him.
Isn't that something? It must depend on the worker, Roger, because when I went over there, I think I mentioned, well, I did a couple of trips before that, but nothing came up. And I even asked them coming back, do you have any special marks about me or comments? And he said, nope, just shows you're a regular Joe.
You know what I think happens? We found them designating folks that do an affidavit, as you probably know, Mike, in several different ways. And they give you some sort of an internal numerical designation. And we've heard diplomatic courier, and we've heard national, which can also be some American Samoan non-citizen national. And we've heard ambassador at large, and I wonder if they didn't tag him as an ambassador at large.
Quite possible.
So just speculation on my part.
And Roger, something that dawned on me tonight when I was listening to you guys, isn't it curious that in the 14th Amendment, that also gives us the right to contract, to make private slavery contracts, isn't it?
Well, it's not in the 14th. It's earlier in the Constitution where it says they can't impair the ability to contract. And it's easy to understand why, because everything's got to be voluntary. Hell, Mike, if you want to take the car and go drive over the river bridge into the water, you knock yourself out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, Roger, I want to tell you thanks again. Sorry I haven't had time to make contact, but you guys appreciate you and what you're doing. Thank you.
We're making progress. It's folk like Mike and people that get into this. With a lot of folks, it takes a little time to get your thinking readjusted and start the empowerment process. But that's what you're doing by learning the information, is you start to receive the rights you were supposed to be given at birth from God that were stolen from you. And that just takes a little time. We've all been incredibly deeply psychologically conditioned, folks, and I don't know anybody else that's got an answer. And this is not a answer, this is the answer, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it is. It is definitely the answer. And you put it, Roger, you have a teacher's heart, and you are so gifted at putting these into terms where the common person like me can understand it. Thank you.
Well, I've told Roger before that when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Well, that's an old teaching saying, and I'm familiar.
Yeah, I know, but it's you. You know.
There's also another old teaching saying is this: the only dumb question is the one that isn't asked.
Yep. Yeah, no dumb questions and possibly only dumb answers sometimes. But all right. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Good to hear your voice, buddy.
Yep. And we have Ken from Texas. Ken, you are on with Roger Sales.
Ken.
Roger Sales. How you doing?
Tom, hello. God. It's all home week.
Well, I just couldn't let you get on here and not call you up and hassle you. I unfortunately have a time conflict during the day. It just doesn't work out for me to get on. But I just wanted to let everybody know that I participated in this system, and I'm very glad that I did. And, you know, even if they take the gloves off and become full-blown tyrants, you know, at least for a while, I was free. I'm truly free. And it's hard to explain, and it probably sounds melodramatic or whatever, but it's true. And one of the comments I'd like to make is for the people that are out there that are trying to prove you wrong, the equivocation runs really deep, and you really have to pay attention to what Roger says in order to find it even within the own U.S. codes. It's there, but because of equivocation, you really get tap danced around. And then I have a question. Do you know if anybody has ever FOIA'd or however they would find out any of the big politicians or CEOs or anybody to find out what their status is? You know, these big money makers that never get tagged for any crimes or anything if they have U.S. nationals.
Yeah. You know, I heard a story about a retired attorney out of Boston that I can't remember the whole story. It was unbelievable what he went through to try and find out which members of Congress were dual national citizens. You can't get that answer out of him.
Yeah, that's interesting. So probably is an answer in itself.
I've always been curious if we could ever get into the bowels of the State Department to find out how many of these creeps have an affidavit on file to avoid taxes. And I'm sure there's some.
Well, you know, Congress doesn't participate in Social Security. They have their own little plan. You know?
Oh, yeah. You serve 2 years and you're set for life with a pension and everything else. It's ridiculous.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ken.
Ken, it's good to hear your voice, old buddy. Yeah. This guy right here is a real good student and a real sharp guy, and I sure appreciate you, and I miss you not being with us, okay?
Well, we'll get back to you soon. You guys have a great evening, and thanks, Roger. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Ken.
Good night.
Yeah, we definitely, before the show, though, we got to, let's do it now. You probably know him better than I do. I have to look him up here. How they get to your site, your show during the day, it's 6 days a week, 10 to 2 Eastern, right?
10 to 11 to 1 now.
Oh, 11 Eastern. To 1, that's right.
Yeah, I shifted to Eastern time. I live in Ecuador, so I have to change times here when they don't change times here. So it gets confusing. You think this federal stuff's confusing? The time zone thing is sometimes so frustrating, it's unbelievable. Anyway, the Matrix Docs, that's D-O-C-S, the you would put the V in there, thematrixdocs.com. And one of my interviews with Tom is over there. I usually suggest to new people to listen to the interview with you, Tom, the first one you and I did, and the one with Deanna Spingola, another former RBN host who did fabulous work for a decade over there and his health problems is not on the air anymore. But in those two particular interviews, I got to cover all the bases, and that's why I recommend those. There's a number of other ones over there where we talk about different angles of stuff and approach it differently and this, that, and the other. But there's a wealth of information over there, sample documents and contact links and all kinds
of stuff. Most importantly is the links to listen to your show on Eurofolk Radio or simulcast on Global Voice Radio. And there's even a option to call in and ask, talk to Roger directly using the free conference call.com system. So, right. I recommend it to you. If you've never heard this stuff, come in, listen for a few days, maybe a week, and then write your questions down. And then if you haven't gotten the answers during the show for a week, call in, talk to Roger, directly.
For the new folks, it's startling, and you got to come to some realizations and face some facts that you've been living in this condition your whole life, and that really, in this real sophisticated way they set it up, you're the one that did it. Okay, in all honesty, see, they allowed us to enslave ourselves. And by doing so, we gave them all this power. Because the end result are, with a property right on you, they can go over and start this funny money system at this credit spout where they can $1,133 trillion out of. Pretty good leaven, boys. And they can also set up a system of man-made, non-elected people making laws and enforce them on you, and that's the administrative state. That's why they did it. That's how they control you. If you follow through with this, you're able to separate yourself from all that, any national debt, anything, because you unplug yourself from the IRS system, and that's their conduit to get paid to the bonds.
All righty. Let's see if we can get another call in before the break. Right. We have Gregory in California. Greg from California. How are you?
Welcome. Greg, are you another student?
Roger, I heard you on Deanna when you first broadcasted that. I didn't do it because I went under Irwin Shift. I hadn't paid taxes since 99, I think. And, so I had to readjust all my finances. My name's not on anything. I went through so much scuttlebutt. It's unreal. Right, yeah. And I don't know how many times I've been to court, how many times I've been in jail, not for very long because I don't like jail long. And you can get out of it if you don't like it. But you got to put a bracelet on and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah. But, man, I love you. Always have. Just your energy is fabulous. And Tom, you're the same way. You guys really inspire me to take another breath.
Well, come listen to the shows during the week. Come listen in. We'd really like to have you. It's Roger's show.
Man,
I just hang out.
I do the conference call every day. I was on it today. Oh, I heard you and Roger. I mean,
great.
I don't want to.
Well, you're the fellow that was cooking?
No. A goat and a dog. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the names yet. You know,
we're making a lot of progress from 12 and a half years ago, and this has been one bite at a time. Because before that, I was the only one in the world that understood this. I had to explain it to my teachers; they didn't even understand it originally. So I've been fighting that battle for a lot of years, one person at a time, and coming to understand it myself better, to where I can explain it easier to newer people. And now the situation that's changed is that there's a whole hell of a lot more people looking for what we got as an answer right here. We just got to figure out a way to connect with them. And in the meantime, we're building a very firm foundation, like you've heard all these callers tonight, foundation. And at some point, we're going to get a shot on one of these big platforms. And in the mood the country's in, when this information is thrown in front of them, it's going to be like throwing a match on a pool of gasoline, folks.
Yeah, you know, it's just going to snowball eventually. You know, you're going to get so many people, and eventually when somebody hears it the first time, they go like, well, I don't know if I trust that person. But then they hear it from another direction, then another direction, they go like, wait a minute, maybe I better take a good look at this.
Well, let me tell you, I started putting this information out on this network right here, okay, 12 and a half years ago was my start, where I got a toehold, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, who I prefer to call the Sodomy Pedophile Larceny Center, was on us from the start here. Okay, they had a guy monitoring RBN who was on me, calling people, all kinds of people. That stuff Roger Sales is teaching is going to get a lot of people in trouble. That was the line, okay? And I found out who that creep is. His name is Russell Estes. He probably still works for that band of thieves and murdering bastards over there, okay? And I called him out on the air, and all that stuff ceased, okay?
All right, well, we got a break, folks. We'll be right back. We got one more caller, and we're going to get to Kit as soon as we come back. Hold on, folks.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
All right, I hate to cut that short. That song short. I love it. We got two more callers. I want to try to get in here. Kit. Yeah, Kit. Can you state your question? Because we have one person behind you.
Hi, Kit.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
They're doing great.
I have two questions, and I'll make it quick. First question is, and I just want to get your take on this. We know that this country's bankrupt. We're completely out of money. And I've had this thought for a while now that maybe one of the reasons they're letting all these people into the country is in order to make them citizens. And once they're citizens, they too would be surety for the bond.
Well, that might be part of it. They're doing things like wanting to make them cops up in Chicago, letting them join the military and giving them the incentive of becoming attaining citizenship. And a lot of those things, they want to change the demographic voting base. But a lot of these people are South American, and these people down here, because I've lived in South America for 15 years now, these people are predominantly Catholic and have a very, very strong sense of family. Okay.
Yeah, the 79%, they said 79% of the Palestinians that came here the last time they had this conflict are still on welfare. Okay.
Yep.
They're not here to support us. They're not here to get in involved.
Well,
they're here to suck us dry.
I'll tell you, my big concern is that they're going to get something started with Iran. They're hell bent to do something with Iran over there. And if they do something with Iran, they got all bunch of cells up there that are going, they're going to exploit and try and stop the election next year. That's what I kind of see the tea leaves pointing to, Kit.
And I didn't mean to single out the Palestinians. That was just something I read. But people that are coming here, they're not coming here to work. They're coming here to suck us dry.
We had a case that came through here. Somebody told me about. I wish I could tell the story. I'm not sure we have time. So what was the second thing, Kit?
Okay. Second thing is, should I pursue the course that you're describing?
I don't know.
Would I get myself out of the system first or my children?
You can do both at the same time, and that's very valuable thing for anybody you know. With all this draft stuff, they're going to start drafting females too. This totally gets you out of the draft. I wish we'd had this in the Vietnam days, my friend.
Well, it was there. We just didn't know about it.
Yep, correct.
Okay, so those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kit. Nice to talk to you.
Come join Roger's show during the week, and you can ask him again and get some more detail.
And if you're still one of the few gainfully employed, I'm on Saturdays for people like you. Who's the second caller, Tom?
Okay, Paul in New York. You got about a minute or so left, Paul.
Have you sent me today's
so
show?
That's all I'm going to need.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I haven't sent you today's show yet, but I will do that.
Shame
directly
on you.
I just wanted to tell you guys I love you guys together, especially on a great network like RBN. Support the network. I've got you streaming to not only the conference room, but I'm also streaming on my network, so I cannot connect everybody together without screwing up the recording. So I just wanted to let you guys know you do a great job. Great job.
Yeah.
Thanks,
that's
Paul.
One of our team
it.
There. We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for him. So,
come on.
Listen, this draft thing's very important. The tax thing's very important. You got a lot of hot angles to talk to people about this. Go look into it. It's the best advice I can give you.
Okay, well, folks, that's my alarm telling me that things are going to end soon. So make sure that support RBN, support our sponsors and our advertisers. Please help us, and hope to see you all on the next show that I get to do. I'm not sure when, but I'll try to advertise that out. And thank you, Roger Sales, for joining us for a hectic hour and a half. And we'll see you guys all next time.
Yep, covered some good ground tonight. Thanks.
Yep, thank you very much. Everybody have a good night and be safe.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.